Mediocrity Podcast. Talk about that nerdy stuff. Movies, comics, and video games. It's all good and there ain't no fluff. Brian Kluger is hosting the show. Jeremy Miggert's got jokes. Jonathan Atterbury sounds really handsome, and we all sure love you folks.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe it. It is episode 50. Episode 50. It's a period of civil war in this podcast we call Mediocrity. I don't know. I'm just trying to do a Star Wars crawl here because it's an all-Star Wars. Oh, I'm so excited. Star Wars episode here on Mediocrity. Find us on iTunes. I'm Brian Kluger with the two of the biggest Star Wars masters of information and movie loving Star Wars abilities. Jeremy Maggart, how are you?
I'm good, man. How about you?
I'm doing well. And the other is Jeremy. Is Jonathan Atterbury a Padawan to you, or is he an equal master to you?
Oh, I would give him equal master status.
Okay, so Mr. Atterbury, hello. How are you?
It's taken me like fucking 12 years to earn that, man. I'm doing great, especially now that I've been granted the rank of full master.
So what am I? What am I in this whole trio?
You are absolutely still a Padawan, my friend.
Okay.
Did you? I mean, it's all based on, I think, just the amount of Star Wars information you hold in your brain.
Is that what it is?
And lightsaber combat ability. And we've seen how you fight with a lightsaber. It's not pretty.
I figured it was really good.
And we have tested your Star Wars knowledge for sure.
Tested the Star Wars knowledge, and we've seen you fight with a lightsaber. Neither one are pretty.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Maybe if you're good at Battlefront 2 when it comes out, you know, that might bump you up a little bit.
Well, we'll see, I guess. We'll see. I feel like we need to have a Star Wars lightsaber battle soon, just so I can maybe get some points there.
Sounds like a great idea for Jeremy's bachelor party.
Hey guys,
get out the tequila and do some lightsaber fighting.
Chris will be here, so we can have Chris throw down with Brian.
Oh my god,
perfect.
Oh my god, he'll want to, instead of tequila, he'll want to do a 7-Eleven run with like Slim Jims and honey buns and
get Dr. drunk Peppers. On Dr. Pepper. Well, we can actually, has he ever tried Megnog, Jeremy?
I don't know.
This is a drink that Jeremy invented, and it's Dr. Pepper with tequila in it.
Okay.
It's fancy.
It's Dr. Pepper with rum.
I thought it was with tequila in it.
No.
Okay. Dr. Pepper with rum. Whatever.
You probably.
So gross.
Yeah, that's why I like did the shivers and everything. I was like,
hey, that might be good. We don't know. We haven't tried it yet.
We can call. We need it. There needs to be a blue milk drink for Star Wars. Like it's like a. Oh, it was like a. What is it called? What are those things the dude drinks?
White Russians.
White Russians, but like a blue Russian or something like that, or a blue harvest? I don't know. But we are going to be talking about all things Star Wars today on our 50th episode. Hey guys, let's do a little reminiscing. 50 podcasts in today. Do you remember? I remember back long ago in a house far, far away, actually pretty close. Jeremy and I and Josie sat at a kitchen table talking about X-Men movies, and I think we had the idea we need to talk about this on them airwaves on podcasts. Was that how it happened, Jeremy?
I have no idea.
You don't remember this?
I vaguely remember the discussion. I don't remember that leading to a podcast.
I really thought that was what it was. Like, wow, we need to like talk about this stuff on a podcast. And I was like, Atterbury, yes, the three of us need to do something. It was something like that.
I think it may have been a culmination of a number of different conversations, because every time we hung out, we just talked about this shit nonstop. And we're like, you know, we should just put a mic in the room and make a show out of this.
And when you used to live here, Jonathan, we used to record at your place and set up the table and everything. We even had Josie join us a few times. Yeah. What do y'all remember any of your favorite episodes or topics that we've done?
Oh, man. I love anytime we had a guest on the show, I always thought that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. We had Carson Morris.
Carson. We had Blair on the show.
Yeah. And
that was a lot of fun both of those times.
Those were.
And a few times we talked about horror movies and stuff like that. Anytime we talk about Star Wars or horror stuff, I'm in. I get all excited about it.
I do like the Star Wars quizzes you've given me two times now. They're pretty funny.
Those were high points, I think.
They're pretty funny.
High points in the ocean of mediocrity that is our show.
Yes, yes. Jeremy, what about you? Anything you can remember?
The Star Wars quizzes were good. You know, a couple of our Dwayne and Kevin recastings were pretty fun.
Oh, have we ever done like not a recast, but out of the whole Star Wars universe, what The Rock would be good at in? Like recast?
I don't think we've discussed placing The Rock in a Star Wars film.
Well, maybe we should do that by the end of this podcast. We'd be thinking about it and be like, hey, The Rock would be an excellent, you know, blank.
I already know.
You already know?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, do you know Jeremy?
I know who I would have him be.
Okay. Well,
does it have to be an existing character, or can we pull one in?
Pull one in, anything. So I guess, yeah. So go now. So we won't wait.
Go for it, John.
I would just like to see The Rock be a have a walk on as a Gamorrean guard. Just a little bit of face makeup. Just a buff ass Gamorrean guard.
Tell Kluger what a Gamorrean is, because he doesn't know.
So it's the green pig warriors, yeah, that you see at Jabba's palace.
That's what I thought he was.
That's what that is. So I think he'd be good for that role.
Okay. So like, not even makeup, just painted.
No, green. You got to give him the face makeup to give him the pig snout and everything. But the rest of it, you know, because they're like big stout guys, he could just be like the leader of the Gamorreans.
Okay. All right. What about you, Jeremy?
Oh, I would go with Darth Bane for The Rock.
Darth Bane?
Yep.
I like it.
Just big, bald, scary, muscular Sith Lord.
And I guess he would have a really cool fight scene?
He would have all the cool fight scenes.
Lots of them. That's a series of books, actually. And they're fantastic. Some of the best Star Wars books I've ever read.
He's a big part of the Clone Wars, right?
No, way before that. Way, way, way before that. Like thousands of years, right?
Yep.
Okay.
He was the inventor of the rule of two.
Okay. All right. All right, all right, all right.
Brian, who would you cast Dwayne Johnson as in the Star Wars universe?
Oh, my gosh. Who would I cast him as? Let's see. maybe Lando?
It's like alternate Lando, buff Lando.
Yeah. It'd be fun. I think a Lando would be fun.
He'd make a cool Mandalore.
Oh, yeah, he would be very cool. Or like, who is the Mandalorian guy in the Knights of the Old Republic game? I forget what the guy's name was.
Yeah, it'd just be awesome to just watch him, you know, no lightsaber, just killing a bunch of Jedi.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So, do we own, or do you guys own, like, a piece of Star Wars stuff, like, an every media possible, like, toy, clothing, art replicas, movies, music, video games?
Yes.
Like, one of each, like, type of thing?
Probably.
I'm just curious. I mean, there's just so much out there. I was wondering if y'all had, like, ever. I mean, I don't know if you have watches or, you know, ringtones or anything like that, but
I do. I do have a watch in here somewhere.
Really? Jeremy does. I love it.
Yeah, I've got a watch somewhere, too. We have a lot of stuff.
I got it at Burger King from, like, when Revenge of the Sith came out.
Wow. That's awesome.
I think the only thing that Jeremy and I are probably missing the ball on, for the most part, is the new Star Wars stuff.
So nothing past Force Awakens.
Yeah, I haven't collected much from Force Awakens forward, really after Revenge of the Sith.
Is it because you just reached, I don't know, is there a reason for that?
Well, you know, mostly because of the moving that I'm doing now so much, okay. Moving so often. I just don't have room to, you know, move a bunch of
Star Wars
collectibles and stuff like that. I want it all, man. I do. I just don't want to spend the money on it or try to lug it around.
When he's in town for the wedding, we're all going to go to Order 66 out by Hutchins Barbecue. It is an all Star Wars merchandise shop, and it is amazing.
What? Really?
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't know there one existed.
Yeah. I didn't know about it until I fucking moved.
It's around the corner from Hutchins in McKinney. Like, we went there, and it's amazing.
Have you purchased anything from there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
What do you fucking think he is?
So, Jeremy.
Who are you talking to, bitch? Yes.
Jeremy and Jonathan, did y'all have Star Wars toys growing up? Like original
ones? Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Now, I didn't have the original ones. That was pre my time.
Right.
Like the ones from when the original trilogy were coming out, I did not have those.
But episodes 1 through 3, probably.
Oh, I definitely had those, but I collected them way before that, too. I was collecting them probably from the time I was about 7 years old forward. So early 90s is really when I started buying those figures. It was just like the second generation of Star Wars figures.
Okay.
Nice. And I obsessively collected them.
Well, good. Good deal.
I remember, I'll actually send you a picture. I've got a picture on my phone somewhere of one Christmas when my parents got me the Millennium Falcon, like the actual ship for the action figures.
It's a good
and
picture.
It's a great picture, just pure, unadulterated Christmas joy.
Now, I'm trying to remember, because recently in a podcast you said your mother took a gift away from you. Was that a Star Wars related gift? Because you
it
got
was
in
the Nintendo.
Oh, the Nintendo,
the original,
that's right.
NES.
Right.
Now, I have to mention that there has been some debate as to whether or not I'm remembering that correctly. My mom is so upset that I ratted her out on the podcast. She was so upset. She was like, I never would have done that to you. And I was like, I don't know, Mom. That's kind of how I remember it. And she said, no. And she's convinced that I sold it so I could buy some other toy. And I'm telling her that she's crazy. I would not have done that.
Wow, those are like two conflicting stories.
Two very different stories. But I'm just saying, she's kind of old now, and her memory is not as good as it once was. So maybe I might be a little bit more accurate with the memory here.
Wow, so you just called
now. I'm just getting myself in trouble again.
Yeah.
God damn it.
you are Jesus, you did. Because on one hand you're like, my mother took away my most prized gift because I got in trouble, just sold my shit. And then now you're saying, now she said that kid just sold it to buy more stuff. He
exactly.
Sold it himself.
So, unfortunately, and then my father and my sister have pleaded the fifth. They do not want to.
Well, they don't
want
to get into it.
I think neither one of them really remembers, so they're just kind of laying low and not really trying to voice an opinion. So we don't really know. It may never come to light exactly what happened to that Nintendo.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. So we'll have to get it cleared up at some point.
I don't know how we're going to be able to do that. All I know is that I have a very clear memory of this happening and how disturbed I was about it. And I just don't think I would have cooked up such a detailed memory.
All right. It was a little off Star Wars, but that's so funny that you brought that up. That's so good. So I'm glad. So, Jeremy, do you still have all your old figures, your original figures, or do you throw them away like I did when I was older?
I don't have the original ones. I have since acquired, I've got a couple of the original ones that I kind of like re-got where some people gave them to me as gifts, but I don't have my original ones, sadly.
All right. And I guess, Jonathan, yours are in storage or you sold them?
I have every single one of my Star Wars action figures still, and they're all in a big box in storage, yes.
Now, did you play with them or did you keep them in their boxes?
Oh, man, I played with them. I played the living shit out of those toys. They're so beaten up and like missing fingers and paint scratches on all of them. Because I played hard with those figures, man. Like when I'd have them battling, it'd be like smashing them into each other. So they're definitely pretty tore up. That meant I still have the Falcon, but ironically, it's missing the satellite dish on top of its body there.
It's just historically accurate.
It is. And I still have those. I still have all my Star Wars car. I had the trading card game, too, when that was in the 90s.
Hey, Kluger,
and I have all of those.
Who broke that dish?
In the movies?
Mm-hmm.
Who broke that dish?
How'd it get broken?
I have no idea.
Do you want a hint?
Yes.
The person who broke it was previously told not a scratch. And he promised not a scratch.
Han Solo?
No! It'd be Lando Calrissian.
Oh, Lando. Oh, was it when they were coming out of the Death Star at the very end?
It was when they were flying into it.
Okay. All right. See, I'm already failing at this Star Wars thing. So terrible. Gosh, I really tried to pick good questions. So we're gonna. It's all Star Wars today on our 50th podcast again. So if you've listened to the previous podcast, you might have seen or heard two other podcasts where Jeremy and Jonathan gave me a Star Wars quiz, which, you know, I didn't do well at. I don't know if I did terribly. Well, I probably did terribly. But now I'm going to turn the tables on them. I'm going to give them a Star Wars quiz later on in the show. But before that, we're going to do some theorizing and some see what we all know or what might happen in the upcoming Star Wars film, The Last Jedi, which we've seen a couple trailers already for. And we are only a few months away from seeing that 8th film, which I cannot wait for.
I can't wait either. I got to see the trailer in IMAX when I saw Spider-Man recently. And that it just was so much better in the theaters. I think that was the first time I've seen that trailer in the movie theater, and it was very exciting.
Sweet. Let's talk about Force Awakens real quick. Did you both like Force Awakens?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of people have come out and said they didn't like it. They said it was just the fucking same thing as A New Hope. Well, Star Wars, you know.
That's the part that I didn't like, but I thought the rest was great enough to make up for the fact that it was a copycat plot.
Okay. Jeremy, same?
But, you know, yeah, but it, you know, it kind of needed to be because, you know, when George Lucas made the prequels, he didn't want to remake the same movies. He wanted to do something different. And clearly, that was a very popular decision, as we've learned. It's like I felt like, you know, you kind of needed to do a movie that was very nostalgia-based. Okay. And being like, hey, look, we're taking this back to, you know, the same type of thing. I mean, the whole, like, Starkiller base, you know, it's a little cheesy, but it was fun.
I think, to me, it's going to make it or break it on how they go with the rest of the movies. If the other two movies are copycat plots as well, I'm going to be fucking pissed. But yeah. if they just used Episode 7 as a kind of a launching point to go in a new direction, then I'm completely okay with that.
I mean, to me, like, I was more upset with the fact that we didn't get a Han and Luke scene together than the rehashing of similar plots.
I agree.
Well, you never know. There might be a flashback or something like that we might see them two together. Never know. But moving on to Last Jedi, what do you want out of this movie? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think we'll see? What are your plans or your thoughts or your theories on what's going to happen in The Last Jedi? Anybody?
Who would you like to answer that first?
Let's go with Jeremy.
Well, that's pretty broad. So are we talking like big overall plot points? Like, what do we want to see in it?
Let's start with that, and then we'll go into little intricate details.
I think that big things you will probably see in this movie. I'm going to imagine that at some point they're going to reveal Rey's parentage. I think is probably going to be one of the bigger kind of plot points. And then it'll expand on, if John and I are correct, it'll expand on the like dynamic between her and Kylo Ren. I think that's going to be one of the big things that they're going to reveal.
Okay. So if you're judging by Empire Strikes Back, there was a huge reveal in Empire Strikes Back. Do you think we'll get an equally as big of a reveal or twist in Last Jedi?
No, I don't think you can ever have something that big again. Because at the end of the day, she's going to end up being, you know, a solo kid, which in this case is an offshoot from the Skywalker line. So it kind of makes Kylo most likely her brother.
So yeah, okay. That's a good theory, and I really would like to believe that. But that is definitely not the majority. Majority thinks that Rey is going to be Luke's kid.
They're fucking wrong. They're all fucking wrong.
They should actually watch The Force Awakens.
Well, that could be the twist. You know, most people think that it's going to be Luke's kid, and then the twist is that
this is the twist. The twist is that most people think it's going to be Luke's kid, and it's actually Solo's kid.
And so a lot of people would beg the question, well, why didn't anybody recognize her? Why didn't, you know, anybody say anything? You know, that I'm not saying that I'm saying that. I'm saying that this is what I've talked to people about it. And
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the words coming out of my mouth.
No.
Well, the easy way to answer that question is because my theory is that Rey and Kylo are siblings. And, you know, Kylo being the older brother, and he had been sent to Luke's Jedi Temple by Snoke to wipe out all of the Jedi that were there. He did that with all of them, except for his very young sister who had just been brought to the temple to begin her Jedi training. Now, so he took her against Snoke's orders and hid her on Jakku. With the junk dealer guy. And that's who you see flying away in the ship when she's like, don't leave me. That was probably actually Kylo Ren dropping her off in that ship. That's why he goes, what girl? And there's so many plot points. If you watch that movie with this in mind that you go, yep, that makes perfect sense. Because he knows that Rey is his sister. He fucking knows that. So he dropped her off when she was very young. Meanwhile, Luke, Han, Leia did not find her. They assumed that she was one of the many corpses that were burnt in the Jedi Temple, and she was just totally dead. So they haven't seen her since she was 5 years old or however old she was. Meanwhile, we're 20 years later, and they all assume she's dead. That's why it wasn't immediate recognition, because they have kind of written her off as being dead, and they don't know what she looks like as grown up.
All right. So, I mean, I would like to see this happen, but for people not to recognize her in Force Awakens, isn't that weird? Is that a plot hole? Or
why is that weird? If you didn't see a child from the time they were 5 and you saw them when they were 20, would you recognize them? Especially if it was someone that you were sure was dead?
I guess not. Or they didn't mention Han or Leia didn't mention her at all in the movie.
They only barely mentioned the fact that they had one kid.
Okay.
And he was the star of the movie, practically. So okay. I think that's going to be the big plot twist. Is that it's going to? I mean, that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it, man. I 100% believe that. In fact, I think we may get that reveal fairly early on in the movie, because I think Luke will recognize her through the Force.
Jeremy,
and I think we may get that reveal fairly early on.
I agree with that.
Okay, so it's not like the big thing. So clearly, what is Kylo still going to be the bad guy, and Rey is going to be the light?
Well, okay, so I have some plot predictions for all of these characters. Should you want me to just walk through them? I'm ready to go, man.
Go for it.
Go for it.
All right. So I think that fairly early on, like I said, Luke's going to reveal. He's going to be the one to reveal that Rey is a Solo. Now, I think he's going to recognize it off the bat. It's just a matter of whether or not he's going to tell her immediately or if he's going to wait till the end of the movie to tell her and pull an Obi-Wan Kenobi on her. Secondly, I think that Luke and Rey are going to venture out to turn Kylo back to light, and I think they're going to do it in this movie, actually.
So they'll be brother and sister going against Snoke.
I have a feeling. I think that that's going to be where it ends up. So in the third movie, it's, you know, maybe Luke, Kylo, and Rey, or maybe Luke dies in this movie. I don't know. And it's just Kylo and Rey going up against Snoke and the rest of the baddies.
So who is Snoke?
I believe that Snoke is just going to end up being an ancient Sith Lord. And he basically created the Knights of Ren to do his will as Force users, but without having to break the rule of two. So he can have Sith, you know, bad guys that are sensitive to the Force, but doesn't have to have actual, you know, more Sith in there.
Okay. A little army of dark side dudes with red lightsabers.
Exactly. But they're not Sith, so it's not, you know, he's keeping them basically on the teat, on the dark side teat.
So who are they going to fight? Because Snoke is, what we've seen is like just like an old dude. And what I've read is that he's really short as well.
So is Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah, but do you think it'll be that? Because there won't be, I mean, is he going to have, you know, minions, I guess, for them to actually fight?
Well, he's got the Knights of Ren. I think that we're going to end up seeing the rest of the Knights of Ren probably in this movie or the one after.
Okay.
You're probably, if we don't get them all in this movie, you'll probably get Kylo with, because if they took Kylo back to Snoke, right, to talk, like, to complete his training, you will probably see the other Knights of Ren that Snoke is training as well. So okay. You'll probably at least get a couple.
Okay.
I actually think we're going to end up seeing a Knights of the Round Table type thing, where it's going to be this whole order, and each of the Knights of Ren will perhaps be almost as powerful as Kylo Ren is. And you're going to see, so instead of Kylo Ren, you'll see, you know, this Ren and that Ren and blah, 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 blah. And they're all going to be a little bit more prominent, I think, in these next two movies. And they may actually end up being way more dangerous than we expect them to be.
Well, I would imagine most of this movie is going to be like Empire Strikes Back was, Rey training. Luke's going to be training Rey.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a huge part of it. I have a feeling that they may do it for half the movie, but I think they're going to pretty quickly need to get on that and have movement with the plot there.
So what do you think the thing is going to be? Because that giant Death Star is still available and still powered. So is that the end all be all for?
Are you talking about the Starkiller base?
Yeah.
They blew that up.
Oh no! Wait, they did blow that up. Shit.
Maybe you should watch The Force Awakens.
Oh my gosh, they did. No, did they blow it up?
Yes. Oh. They for sure blew it up.
Oh yeah, because all the charges on it. That's right. Okay, so all right. So now, okay, I'm brought back up to speed. I was trying to remember that.
Poe Dameron flew his little black X-wing in there.
Yes.
So I think that it's going to start off with Poe and Finn kind of. I think Finn's going to heal up from his wounds pretty quickly.
Okay.
You know, we may get a Bacta tank scene a la Empire. And I think Poe and Finn are going to be on their heels for most of the movie. I think it's going to be very much like Empire Strikes Back, where here comes the First Order now to kind of whoop some ass. And Poe and Finn have to fight to defend the Resistance base. But they lose, and they have to bail. And I think that Leia's going to die when they lose that Resistance base.
Oh, they got to kill her somehow. You think they're going to kill her in the movie?
I do. I think they're going to have – I don't think they'll show it. I think the best way to show her dying is to have some kind of mass explosion, and then they can mourn her afterwards. Because they've said they're not going to CGI her in the last one. So I'm not, I have a feeling they're going to have to kill her off. Nothing else would make sense to have a complete absence of her in the last movie.
I don't know, man. Like, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the, like the Paul Walker Fast and Furious thing. You know, they didn't kill Paul Walker in that movie. They found a workaround.
Yeah, he retired and went to go live with his family.
I just can't imagine why Leia would retire. Like, be like, all right, guys, I'm out. Bye.
Because she doesn't.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. To me, that's actually like how they handle that's one of the things I'm the most curious about. Because there's very few things that I feel like with a Star Wars movie that we're going to go in there and be like, holy shit, I can't fucking believe they did that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Rey's going to fucking lose a hand or whatever. It's, you know, some things are going to happen.
He's got to.
Yeah.
It's the fate of the Skywalkers.
Rite of passage.
So do you think somebody's going to lose a hand?
Oh, yeah.
I agree with Jeremy. I think Ray's going to lose a hand here. It's coming.
I wouldn't even be surprised if – I would also be surprised if Kylo didn't lose a hand.
Well, yeah, I guess he was pretty injured in the last movie.
He was, but I think he's going to be just dandy in this movie.
He'll be fine.
Okay. So what's the end-all be-all for, do you think, for Last Jedi? Like, is it literally Snoke trying to destroy the world or something?
No, I don't think he's trying to destroy the world. I think he's trying to control the world, the galaxy. He's just trying to build up his own, you know, Imperial army, basically, or navy.
Do you think we'll actually see Snoke this time around rather than a hologram?
I think that we might. I think we know we will, right? Because they've actually showed pictures of his costume, and it's not just a hologram. So they've shown like real close-up bits of his makeup and all that stuff. So it looks like we're actually going to see physical Snoke in this film.
Okay. All right, what do you think Chewie's role will be here?
Well, he's with Rey, isn't he?
Yeah.
Did he go with Rey?
Not to the temple, yeah. But
didn't the three of them go? Didn't she go with Chewie and with R2 to the temple?
Oh,
yeah. I thought the three of them went together because I remember them. He was in the co-pilot seat when she was flying the Falcon to the Jedi Island.
So
I think Chewie's gonna be hanging out playing some Dejarik while she's training, and that's how I imagine that's gonna go.
Huh. All right. Do you think I'm trying to think of where everybody's gonna be here? Do you think? Oh,
what more proof do you need that she's a Solo than that?
Well, she did know the ship. You know, it's pretty interesting. Yeah. No, I agree with you guys. I know a lot of people do, but I do agree. What about what do you think R2 or C-3PO will have a bigger role in this one?
Oh no, I hope not.
Have they ever had a big role?
Well,
there was way too much C-3PO in The Force Awakens for me. When he's all like running the show in the battle, you know, calling stuff out, and I'm like, look, General 3PO is like giving orders, like get that shit out of here.
What about Maz Kanata? Do you think she's gonna come back?
I don't think she will.
Do you think she died?
No. I mean, she might have a small bit part, but I don't think she's gonna be a major player at any
point.
Yeah,
she might. She might be in there a little bit.
All right.
You'll probably see her briefly.
So, with what we've seen with the trailer for Last Jedi, what's that last line he says in the trailer about? He says something that's kind of sinister. I'm trying to remember what it was.
It's time for the Jedi to end.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yeah. So what's the deal with that? What do you think that means?
Oh, I think we're just getting cranky Luke, who's all butthurt about the fact that he trained all the Jedi and one of them killed all of them and destroyed all of his, you know, sand castle.
You think
plus you could. A frequent plot line that's been used in a lot of the like books and things like that is that people point out that all of like the biggest threats in the Sith, you know, all ended up coming out of the Jedi Order. You know, it's like Darth Vader was a Jedi, Count Dooku was a Jedi. It's like you have all these guys, and even going back to your Knights of the Old Republic video games, you know, it's like Revan, same thing, Jedi Order type of deal. So there's like historically a lot of the big threats have been trained Jedi that go to the dark side.
Okay.
So I think something along those lines where he's like, look, he's like, all right, I'm done. I'm not going to keep doing this and just perpetuating the cycle.
I have a feeling that he will end up going. I mean, because we think about it, like Yoda didn't want to train Luke in Return in Empire either. He's like, nope, you're too old, whatever, not doing this. So I have a feeling Luke's going to be giving off a similar kind of dismissive vibe, but he'll be convinced. And I think that he'll go back to being a full-on light Jedi and be training a light Jedi too. He can't have Luke not be a light side Jedi. That's just not going to happen. I mean, it would be too much for them to go off base with that.
Okay.
Plus, you got to show him cleaning house on the Knights of Ren.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll get an awesome scene of Luke like really doing some good lightsaber stuff?
You're gonna get your Luke moment in this movie, and I'm hoping that it's just him just destroying a room full of the Knights of Ren.
Yeah, I think it'll be a
laying the smack down.
Do you think it'll be a green lightsaber or a blue lightsaber?
Green. He's still got the same green lightsaber. It's showing it in clips.
Okay. All right. Just curious. Just curious. All right. Do you think Mace Windu is going to show up?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Jeremy?
No, man.
That was funny. And if he does?
If he does, we're wrong.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say.
All right. What are some other theories that you guys have about this?
That kind of is about it. I wouldn't say really any. I have any theories besides the fact that Rey
What about Captain Phasma? She's supposed to be back.
Well, she'll be back. I think she's going to be one of the ones leading the charge on the Resistance base. You know, keeping
I hope they go legit villain with her.
Oh, yeah. She needs to be much scarier.
I've read some kind of various theories that people think that after, like, two or three movies, she's going to end up, like, defecting and be, like, the kind of, like, fighting for the Resistance or whatever. But I'm just really hoping they keep her evil.
Yeah, I want to see her, because she has so much potential. I would like to see her being not just evil, but scary fucking evil. Yeah.
And I want to actually see her fight.
So Finn and Poe Dameron, are they just going to – they're going to be the pilots of this movie? Like they're going to be
–
like Poe's a – you know, he's the –
They're steering the plot. That's what he means.
Like, yeah, steering the plot as well as the fighters. Like what is Finn's thing? Like what – we obviously see he's a good gunner in a pilot, you know, but not necessarily a pilot though. What do you think Finn's role in this is? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think he's going to have, you know, what kind of role did Han Solo have in any of the movies? You know, I think it's a weird question. He's one of the stars. He's one of the main new characters. And I think we're going to see him and Poe off kicking butt.
Do you think Rey and Finn will be the romantic angle?
I don't. I don't think they're going to go romantic with Rey. I'd be surprised if they actually put a romance plot in there for Rey.
Okay. All right.
I would like to see Poe fly the Millennium Falcon. That's what I would like.
I would like to see that, but I don't feel like we're going to get that.
I don't know if you'll get it in this movie, but I feel like with the kind of pairing of those three characters, I feel like eventually at some point you will get the moment of the three of them sitting in the cockpit of the Falcon, like Han, Luke, and Leia, and they'll probably try to transition it over to that. But I would like to see Poe fly it, because I feel like with Rey flying it, it's cool, but I would rather see someone like Poe flying the Falcon than Rey flying the Falcon. Even if it's just for like a scene.
While she's manning the gunning turret.
Yeah.
All right.
I just feel like it should be in the hands of the best pilot.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I mean, I think it will be. Do you think Lando will show up?
I don't know.
I'm undecided on that. I kind of think no.
I mean, he's such a fan favorite. I just don't know why they would exclude him out of all of these new ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be surprised if we would kind of be surprised if we see Lando, honestly.
Man, you'd have to find a really good story reason to work him in there. Otherwise, it would just kind of feel like they're wheeling him out fan service style.
I mean, yeah, that's the worst. Why I find it unlikely.
I mean, do you think we'll find out about Finn's parents? Because they said that they took him when he was little.
I don't.
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think his parents are going to be relevant at all. I don't think he's come from lineage.
Do you think he has force type of stuff at all?
Nope.
All right.
I don't. I mean, everyone goes, well, then why was he so good with the lightsaber? Well, he wasn't. He got the shit kicked out of him by an injured non-Sith. And he was a trained stormtrooper.
It makes him terrible already.
Well, I mean, like, you know, he was a trained soldier, so he'd be decent enough with most weapons, probably.
He should be proficient. And the First Order stormtroopers are clearly meant to be superior to your previous Imperial stormtroopers.
Exactly.
All right. So after The Last Jedi, we have the third film. Where do you think it's all going to lead up to? Where do you see this heading?
I see it heading where Rey and Kylo have to band together to defeat Snoke.
And which one of them is going to die?
I think Kylo will die.
Like, in a blaze of glory and, like, as the good guy?
I do. I think they're going to borrow from the actual plot with Jason and Jaina. Because I think they're already borrowing from that in a way that they're siblings. They're not twins in this, but I believe that they're going to be solo siblings. And I think that, you know, just like Jason did, Ben's turned to the dark side, but I think he'll turn back. But I think he'll die in the process.
And then leaving Rey and Finn and Poe alive? And Chewie, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. I think Chewie's probably going to live. He better. I don't think anyone would be able to handle it if Chewie died. That would just result in mass boos and exiting from the theater.
Jeremy, what do you think? What do you have any theories of where all the Star Wars movies are going to end up?
I agree with John on those.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I have no idea where they're going to end up. I don't see... Yeah. So you think Luke dies and you think Kylo Ren dies?
I don't know if I think Luke's going to die.
I'm kind of worried he will.
It's tough for me to see them killing Han in a movie, and then in the next movie they kill both Luke and Leia. I can see them transitioning him over into like make this one more like his movie where he's featured, kind of like the last one was your Han movie. And then just, like, transition him over into the support Yoda role.
But how fucked up would it be if Luke and Leia actually died in the same scene?
That would be brutal.
They could do that. That would be horrible.
It would have to be at the end of the movie because to do that with those characters, you have to spend enough time in a film grieving for those characters. You can't just go to a next big battle or else they wouldn't have meant anything, you know?
Yeah, I think Leia will die in this one, and I think Luke will probably die in the third one, the last one.
Mm. Do you think we'll get like the Sky Ghosts with him in it?
Sky Ghosts?
The Force Ghost?
Oh. Y'all both said that at the same time, too. The Force Ghost.
That was a jam right there.
Sky Ghosts. They're in the sky. Oh, it's so funny. It's unfortunate. Unfortunate. All right.
Yeah, I think that's kind of... what's going to happen, really. I think it's just going to – it probably won't be too weird where the direction that they're going with the entire trilogy. You know, I think they're going to want to keep Rey alive because she's the main protagonist, and she's going to be the main Skywalker that hasn't – it'd be silly, I think, if they killed off Rey and let Kylo live.
Okay. So after these three movies
– Rey is getting her, like, own cartoons and shit like that.
Yeah.
She is?
Yep.
All right. So after these three movies, of course, we have the Han Solo spinoff and then another one coming out. But do you think there's going to be like a 10, 11, and 12, episode 10, 11, and 12?
No. I think there will be more Star Wars movies, but I don't think we're going to see a continuation of the Skywalker story.
They've actually said there's no plans to end the Skywalker storyline at this time.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I figured they did.
Which
didn't.
To me is what like kind of gives it away of like a little bit of like who's, you know, Rey's a part of. Cause if they're not planning on ending the Skywalker storyline, then it, you know.
Oh yeah. I guess that does make sense. Well, I hadn't heard that.
Cause like, and I read that cause I want to say it was an interview from Kathleen Kennedy and I was kind of like, hey, that's a little bit of a spoiler for your movies.
Unless they're planning on having Mark Hamill be in all of the movies forever until he dies.
I'm telling you, Kylo or Rey have to fall in love with somebody. If they're – and they have to – you know, wasn't Anakin – how was Anakin created?
With the midichlorians.
Correct. He didn't have a dad, right?
We should have made him tell us that.
The Sky Ghost was his dad.
Yeah. The Sky Ghost humped his mom.
So I guess they could do it that way. I don't know.
I don't think they're going to go there again.
They're not going to bring back the midichlorians.
There's no way. With a 10-foot lightsaber, my friend.
But also,
that's why they dropped the episode from the title of The Force Awakens, because they were like, we don't want anybody associating this with the prequels.
All right. Well, we do. A lot of people have wanted and have voiced their opinion how they want Poe Dameron and Finn to be a couple.
I in no way am bothered by that, but I think it's stupid. I just think that it's like I am completely okay with the whole idea of them being a couple, but I just think it'd be just because they're guys that are getting along, it doesn't mean that they're romantic. That's what I think is like, it's stupid because like, oh, the moment you show two, it's something very much of our generation, because I don't think at any point when people were watching A New Hope, did they go, oh, Han and Luke are going to be a couple. Just because they're like buddies.
No, I totally agree. I'm with you. Like, I didn't see that angle, but I know a lot of people and a lot of stories have been written about that.
Yeah, I mean, which is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I just think that that's not necessarily the direction they're going in just because the two of them are getting along and they're buddies.
I really think it's Rey and Finn going to end up together.
It's possible. You could be right.
All right. Anything else to add before we get to our Star Wars quiz?
No, let's do it. I'm loose. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Oh my god! All right. So this is the Star Wars quiz. and I finally get to do a Star Wars quiz to you guys. I'm very excited about this.
You did one before.
Not to you guys, though, right? I haven't done it in Star Wars.
Yeah, you did, because that's why John said no numbers, because you were like, you asked like the odds of navigating the asteroid field.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Okay.
How many pieces were on the chessboard in the Falcon?
Okay. All right. So let's see how this goes. All right. Let me see how many questions I have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have a bunch. All right.
We got to make sure there's an even number of questions.
All right, let me make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
If you have an odd number, you're welcome to try to make some up on the spot. I will find that very entertaining.
So just so everybody knows, we're going to be doing it. And it's gonna, we're going to be taking turns Jeremy will be asked a question. I'll be asked a question. And then we'll also have the opportunity to steal questions from each other if the other one answers wrong or cannot answer. And the person with the most points at the end wins.
Are you going to keep score, or do you want me to keep score?
Why don't you keep score since you are the quiz giver?
Okay. All right, all right. I will
I got to keep my mind focused on these questions. I can't be thinking about scoring.
All right, all right, all right. All right, here we go. Are you ready? So who goes first?
We'll go with age before beauty.
You ready? You ready, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Right. He's already in the zone.
I get it on both of those categories, so I assume that meant I was going first.
Okay, here we go. What is the name of the giant space slug the Millennium Falcon narrowly escapes?
The name of the space slug?
Yes.
What movie was that in?
That was, my gosh.
You're talking about the thing that the Falcon flies down in Empire.
Yes, that thing.
The thing that they think is a cave that has the Minox in it.
I know what movie that it's in. I'm asking what movie was it named in? I know what movie it's in.
Oh, what movie was it named in?
Yeah, like where does the name, where's your source of information for the name?
Oh, I actually don't know.
We're already breaking rules here, quiz giver.
Yep. I just thought it was in the movie.
They didn't say the name in the movie. They did not.
Okay. Well, all right.
And I think one of the rules was you're not allowed to ask questions to which you don't know the answer.
You just lost your own point.
What are you talking about? I have the answer for it.
All right. Well, I think we'll call that one a wash. But what is the answer? Because I don't even know what the fuck that is.
An exogorth. Exogorth.
That was never fucking covered in any of those movies.
No. Totally.
Oh, my God.
That might have been covered in like a Knights of the Old Republic comic, like a long time ago.
All right. All right. All right. All right. Well, let's start over then, Jeremy. Jesus. All right. Who is the creature/alien in Mos Eisley's cantina who initially doesn't like Luke?
Oh, his name?
Yes.
I don't remember his name.
I do.
Jonathan for a steal.
I would like to steal and say Ponda Baba.
There it is. So is that 1 point or 2 points?
That's just 1 point. 1 point. 1 point for every correct answer given.
Okay. All right. So, Jeremy, Jonathan, is this a question for you?
This is.
All right. Jonathan, what is the actual name of the cantina where Obi-Wan and Luke meet Han and Chewie?
Is this something they also discuss in the movie? Because I know that's the Mos Eisley Cantina, but does it have a other name?
Well, it the city is Mos Eisley, but actual bar is called something.
I'm going to need to know your source of the name of this bar.
Oh yeah, gosh. Is this like an exogorthic kind of answer?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to say that's the Mos Eisley Cantina because that's all they ever refer to in anything I've ever heard of.
All right, let me see. I feel like I'm failing at this thing.
I know they don't answer it, and they don't call it anything but that in the movies.
Let's see here.
The only way I could see it is if they're like it took place in one of the like a Clone Wars scene or something like that. But they weren't in that bar in the Clone Wars movie.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. According to Wikipedia,
I think you've gone expanded universe here, bud.
No, it says here on Wikipedia that it appears to be named in Star Wars for A New Hope, as well as a bunch of the Clone Wars, and then A New Hope, the paperback novel.
Well, I'm going to go ahead then and say I don't know, because I don't know it to be anything besides just the Mos Eisley Cantina. All Jeremy, right. Do you have an answer?
I've never heard a name of this cantina in any of the movies.
All right.
What's the answer?
Chowman's Spaceport Cantina.
That is definitely not in the fucking movies, man.
I'm looking at Wikipedia.
I demand a watch for that one. That is bullshit.
All right. I
concur.
All right. Moving on.
Give me another one.
This one is for Jeremy.
No, I get another one.
Oh, okay, you get another
one. That one's a wash.
Oh, my God. All right, two washes now. All right, Jonathan, which yes. pod racer is the first to explode in The Phantom Menace?
I'm going to go with my first instinct and say Gasgano.
No, Jeremy for the steal.
Oh, man, I have no idea.
Rats Tyrell. Oh, sweet. All right. Moving on. Jeremy.
Yes.
In episode 1, Phantom Menace, mm-hmm. you see Yoda's sister. What is Yoda's sister's name?
When do you see Yoda's sister?
She's on the council.
She's in the council, in the Jedi Knight council. Sitting around in the Knights of the Round Table, basically.
Oh, she was in the council room?
Yeah.
I do not know.
All right.
I would like to steal on this one.
Atterbury?
I believe her name is Yaddle.
That is correct. All right. So... All right, here we go. This question is for Jonathan, right?
Yes.
All right, Jonathan, who killed Jango Fett?
I'm trying to make sure this isn't a trick question. that's Mace Windu.
Correct.
I was like, this is too easy. What am I missing here?
Oh, my gosh. Jeremy, this question is for you. Who adopted Leia at birth?
Who adopted Leia?
Mm-hmm.
Senator Organa.
All right. Correct. That is a point.
Megert's on the board.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jonathan, for you, the two youngest senators ever to serve in the Galactic Senate / Imperial Senate were women. Who were they?
Amidala and Leia Organa.
I don't think that is
Padme
correct.
And Leia? Is that not correct?
That is not correct. Jeremy for a steal?
I think I'm going to have to ask where this question knowledge came from.
Oh, my gosh. This is going.
I want to know what the answer is, because if it's somebody that's not mentioned in the movies, and if they don't mention the fact that person's a senator in the movies, I don't think it counts.
Mon Mothma and Leia Organa.
Okay, I guess that one that should count. I get, because Mon Mothma is in the movie. They don't talk about her age, but whatever.
Well, that's why I think I gotta say a wash on that question, because if they don't talk about her age, the only one they ever mentioned being young for a senator was Padme. Like they never mention like Leia's actual age in the movies anyway, or Mon Mothma's.
Okay, all right. So
the only time you ever see Mon Mothma is like she's not even young at that point anyway.
All right. All right.
So I think I gotta call that one a wash for John.
All right, give me another one.
Okay. Which Imperial Admiral did Vader force choke for coming out of hyperspace too close to Hoth and alerting the rebels? Which Imperial Admiral did Vader force choke for coming out of hyperspace too close to Hoth and alerting the rebels?
Ozzel.
Correct. This is ridiculous.
I would be disappointed if you got that one wrong.
I had to think about it and make sure I had the right guy in my mind here.
Okay, Jeremy.
There are a couple that I get mixed up, but I was like, oh, he better get this one.
Yep.
All right, Jeremy.
Yes.
What does the Emperor say is Luke's weakness?
His faith in his friends.
Correct.
Ding, ding.
All right. Jonathan.
Yes.
During an argument just preceding C-3PO's and R2-D2's breakup after landing on Tatooine, C-3PO refers to R2-D2 by what? Kind of sarcastic, cruel phrase. He calls him a name.
Oh, gosh. What does he call him in that scene? You overweight glob of grease.
Nope.
No?
Jeremy for a steal.
I believe that's the misguided scrap pile?
Oh, I'm going to give you that because it's nearsighted scrap pile, but you got it. I'm going to give that to him. I am going to give that to Jeremy.
And I think the only reason John got that one wrong was because I think the overweight glob of grease like is still somewhere in that discussion.
If that's in there, I should get that point.
All right. Here we go.
I don't think he's giving it to you.
I don't know, but it's a specific scene. It's like just preceding their breakup.
But if it's in that scene, then that's I mean, I think he calls him a few names in that scene. I'll leave it up to Jeremy.
Jeremy,
it's up to me.
Yes, it is.
It's your quiz, dude.
I just want to know if it's in that scene, because he might have called him overweight glob of grease like earlier when they were trying to get into the escape pod. And if that was the case, then I'm wrong. Totally.
Okay, but if it was in the same conversation,
then I want to get that fucking point.
Let me look. I can't believe it. He says, "Don't call me a mindless philosopher, you overweight glob of grease."
I think that's a fucking point, man.
And then, "You'll be malfunctioning within a day, you nearsighted scrap pile." But I don't know. What this picture shows from that overweight glob of grease is when they're in the ship at the very beginning of Star Wars.
Yeah, you know, I think it might be in before they get in the pod. So I'll give that up and give it to Jeremy.
Okay.
Jeremy gets that one.
All right, whose turn is it right now?
It is Jeremy's, because you got to steal mine there.
Okay, Jeremy.
Yes, sir.
In the movie A New Hope, mm-hmm. who is the first person to say, "May the Force be with you"?
The first person to say, ooh, that's a good question.
He's going the Jeopardy music.
He is. He's going through it.
I can see beads of sweat dripping down his forehead.
I can't remember who the first person to say it is.
You want a little bit more time?
Is it Leia?
Nope.
Who is it?
Not.
Well, I would like to steal.
All right. Atterbury gets to steal.
I believe it's Han Solo.
It is not.
Who is it?
General Dodonna.
Oh.
See, I knew it was like a military person, like right before the like mission. But I was like, I couldn't remember if like if Leia said it to him like before he was leaving.
All right. All right. Good. Good, though.
That was a deep cut right there.
That was a good one.
All right. Jonathan.
Yes.
Who is the Jedi Master who orders the clones to be created?
Cypher Diaz?
I'm going to give that to you.
That's correct.
Cypho Diaz. So there you go. Look at you. That's a pretty good one. All right. Jeremy.
Yes.
What was the name of the planet that the clones were made on?
Kamino.
All right. There you go.
Don't be all like, what? Don't give him that. Like, you have a fucking Mace Windu jangle type question. You need a dick.
Just so the audience knows, anytime Kluger lobs Jeremy a softball, I'm rolling my eyes hard over here.
All right, Jonathan. Who is the first separatist leader Darth Vader kills?
God. I'm going to say it's the Nemoidian. It's the guy that was in Phantom Menace. What's his name? Oh, I'm disappointing myself. I'm so angry right now. It's right on the tip of my tongue. I can't remember.
All right, Jeremy for a steal to tie up the game.
The first one, I don't remember the first one. I know that I want to say the last one he kills is the Viceroy, but I don't even remember the Viceroy's name.
So
now I remember his name.
All right, for no points, what is the name?
Newt Gunray.
Nope.
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 Who was it that was the first down?
Poggle the Lesser.
Ah, okay. They don't tell you his name in any of the movies.
What, really?
Yeah.
That's expanded universe shit, my friend. I mean, he's in there, but they don't tell you what his name is.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Newt was the last one that he killed, I think. He saved Gunray for last.
I think you're right.
Okay.
Either way, I don't think I get that one.
All right. So is this Jeremy's question?
Yes.
What animals attach themselves to the Millennium Falcon when in the cave?
The Millennial Falcon?
The Millennium Falcon.
I'm going to go with the Minox.
Yes, that is correct.
Chewing on the power cables.
All right. It is tied up right now. So I'm going to ask you each one more question, I guess, to see how it does. And if you tie, you tie.
All right.
So
it could end no better way than that.
So I have other questions that might not be part of the movie canon, but I'm going to see if you know them. And if you do, you do. And if you don't, then you just call it a tie, 5-5. Who wants this question? I guess it's Jonathan's question.
It's my turn.
Okay. When Luke, Leia, and Han Solo are stuck in the trash compactor, what else is in there with them? What creature?
I've played Dark Forces enough where I should know this. I'll be damned if I can remember the name of that thing. I can't.
Jeremy, do you remember?
I don't remember.
The Dianoga.
Oh, man. Well, that's definitely not in the movies.
That's a deep cut right there.
Yeah.
That's a deep cut right there. All right, Jeremy.
Yeah, man.
What animal sound was Obi-Wan imitating to scare off the sand people?
What was he imitating?
What animal sound was Obi-Wan imitating to scare off the sand people in A New Hope?
I am going to go. Do you know this one, John?
I think I do.
I'm going to go with a crate dragon.
That is correct. Correct. Oh my goodness. That's 1 point for Jeremy. All right, so we have Jeremy with 6 and Atterbury with 5. Atterbury, I'm going to give you one last chance to tie it.
Is this going to be it from the fucking movie?
I can give you something from the movie or something about somebody who played somebody in the movie.
Give me something from the movie, please.
Okay. Something about somebody.
What was Billy D. Williams' favorite?
Well, one of the of questions 45?
Was the birthday of the actor that played Greedo.
It was gonna. I was gonna say who voiced Jar Jar Binks. That was one of the questions.
I don't know what that guy's name is.
Okay, so
does anybody?
The question that can tie the game for Jonathan: The Empire Strikes Back primarily takes place in two sectors. The Sluice sector that includes the Dagobah system, and then the other sector that includes the other planets that are featured in Empire Strikes Back. What sector is that called that has Hoth and Bespin in it? Bespin in it.
And what?
That is correct. You bitches tied. 6-6.
I think that's a glorious place to end it.
I agree.
6-6. I can't.
That was a beautiful finish.
That's pretty good. So, how do you feel like you did? Were you mad at some questions? You know that you didn't. I mean, not necessarily that. You know, the ones that are not from the movie, but the ones that are from the movie that you forgot.
No, I think that there were a couple of good questions that you had, and then there were some that I think were just bullshit questions.
There were no numbered questions, though.
Like the question about the space slug, that was nonsense. I'm sorry.
Pod racer question was pretty tough.
That was hard, but that was a legit question. Yeah. I think that was legit because they do say, oh, Rat's Tyrell is down or whatever they say when he crashes and burns. So that was legit. That was hard, though. And then there was, you know, the one you asked about who was the first person to say may the force be with you. That was a good trivia question.
That's a legit one.
All right. Well, maybe we can try again, and I'll try to do better at these rules here. But I just figured they'd all take place in the movie, and y'all seem to know a lot about it. So I figured I had no idea.
I feel proud of both of us. I think we both performed nobly.
We did well.
You did better than me, for sure.
We knew enough. We were able to police your questions.
Damn it. Well, good. I'm glad. Well, that was a fun 50th episode. I hope there are 50 more episodes with you guys coming along in the future. But yes, our Star Wars episode, we are Mediocrity, where, as you can tell, Jeremy and Jonathan are anything but mediocre when it comes to Star Wars.
This is true.
They are masters. Jedi masters. Well, look for us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We are Mediocrity. We love you, and may the Force and the shorts be with you.